Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippie. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Uruguay's capital city that has long been overlooked for its food. Montevideo is squashed between two neighbors that have strong culinary identities. Steak Mecca Argentina to one side, Brazilian beans and barbecues on the other. But in recent years, some top-notch international flavors have started to arrive at dining tables. Monocle's Latin America Affairs correspondent and Uruguayan national Lucinda Elliott takes us to the places worth visiting.
Montevideo, qué lindo te veo. That's the age-old saying for Uruguay's capital. How lovely you look. Surrounded by long, pristine stretches of sand and views over the river plate, it generally lives up to this motto. But when it comes to dining, you have to look a little harder to find the city as lovelier side. Less refined and generally overpriced fodder dominates much of the port town. In recent years, thanks in part to an influx of immigrants from Central America, Venezuela, and returning nationals from European cuisine capitals, the riverfront city is spicing up what's on offer. Introducing international plates, while also getting creative with its own national dishes. Let's start with morning coffee in the old town, La Ciudad Vieja. Uruguay is a tea-drinking nation. Mate, a green tea, is sipped ceremonially through a metal straw from a gourd and regularly topped up with hot water. Locals carrying a thermos under arm is a common sight, so for decent coffee, you have to go to the Brazilians. Café Brasileiro was the first. Founded in 1877, the café's central location around the corner from the Plaza de Independencia is a great place to get a sense of history and plan out your day. The place doesn't have a fancy website or Instagram page. Just neat wooden tables in an Art Nouveau building, serving traditional cortados, espresso with a dash of frothy milk, alongside a selection of sweet pastries. For those who feel like something more modern, the Lab Coffee Roasters is four blocks away towards the port on Sarandí Street. Think apron-wearing baristas and plant-based milks. From there, you're practically opposite the Colón Theatre, the Central Square and the Palacio Salvo, that was once the tallest building in South America when inaugurated in 1928, and today offers tours right to the top, well worth a visit. Stop for lunch at Jacinto, by the picturesque Plaza Zabala. Chef Lucia Soria, a protégé of Argentina's celebrity chef Frances Malman, runs her own all-day restaurant here in the Old Town. Soria's food is healthy and sourced from the nearby municipal market. She makes the best salads using spinach, goat's cheese, grapes and gooey burrata. The small plates on the menu are a good option if you've overindulged at your hotel's breakfast buffet. Vegan? No problem. Mercado Verde is an established organic cafe a few blocks west with gluten-free recipes. Weekday lunch is never a late affair, unlike in other Hispanic cultures, so make sure you arrive before 3 p.m, otherwise table service tends to die down. From the old town, take a short cab ride down Avenida 18 de Julio to an area called Cordon that's quickly established itself as a key neighbourhood for both food and nightlife. Mercado Ferrando opened its doors last year and has been a huge success with locals. Designed and founded by Belgian Max de Groot, the beautifully converted covered market is lined with shops and different pop-up style restaurants, wrapped around dozens of communal wooden tables. From Hawaiian poke bowls and Peruvian ceviche, to tapas and craft beer, it's been an important part of the city's changing food culture, introducing new flavours to Uruguayans, even if to Europeans they may seem a little tried and tested. Make sure you treat yourself to a mini croissant, typically from this part of South America, at Atelier Catalayena, to the right of the market entrance. Aperitif time. Walk from the market down towards Ramirez Beach and you'll find Mingus on San Salvador Street. This resto bar with its high ceilings, shuttered windows and antique bar stools is the ideal midweek bustling spot. Stop by for live jazz on Tuesday evenings and well-priced local wines, and don't leave without sampling the grapa miel, a honey-infused grappa that they make in-house. Bar hop your way from Mingus to Café, where the entire block fills with locals sipping beers on pavements during balmy summer evenings. Nightlife here is late. It's not socially acceptable to arrive at a club before 2 a.m. Same for live music. So you may want to check off Bar Rodó and Las Flores on the corner of Blanes Street too. Finish the night with oven-baked fainá, a thin chickpea flour flatbread sprinkled with white pepper at La Tortuguita. This place is a pillar of the late-night community on Tristan Narvaja Street that serves comfort food to everyone, from philosophy students and artists to delivery boys and bricklayers. Sweet tooth? Then you'll be pleased to hear ice cream is a year-round indulgence in Uruguay, and one of the most popular chains, La Cigale, also happens to be the best. My preference is the parlour in Positos, with more unusual flavours, such as walnut, sambayon and Italian mascarpone, across the street from the city's waterfront promenade, where you'll end the day, overlooking the sunset, saying to yourself, Qué lindo te veo. For Monaco, in Montevideo, I'm Lucinda Elliott.
This has been episode number 110 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Lucinda for the tour in Montevideo. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.